dishcloth, dish towel.
For drying. What about the one you would use to wash your face with?
Bath cloth.
And then after bathing, you would dry yourself off with a
towel.
Now let's look at some other utensils. People used to buy flour in big
barrels.
Let's see, what do you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
What if it's outside?
Faucet.
Do you have any other names for that?
Spigot.
Spigot. And say if we were on a barrel, say you have somebody have water in the barrel, would you still?
I guess it'd be a spigot.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term hydrant at all? That mostly what
yes,
firemen?
Yes, sometimes hydrants.
But it's not maybe as common.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, if it gets real, we're talking about things like that. If it gets real cold around here, your pipes might
freeze.
Yeah, if they did that, they might
burst.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the word stand? Say molasses, did it ever come in a stand?
I didn't hear.
Or lard, did you ever stand of lard? That's not a common term. Okay, now say that you wanted to, you want to put some oil in your car, and you have, of course, a can. You don't want it to drip, so you might...
Like a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What would you use to drive your horses when you're riding in a buggy with?
A whip.
Mm-hmm. Would you use the same thing for oxen and mules?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you bought some fruit, say, at the grocery store, the grocer might put it in a...
paper sack mm-hmm. or a bag.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the term poke around here?
No.
Never heard that. How would you get sugar, say a large quantity of sugar? What was that packaged in, maybe?
In a sugar sack, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in, say a big bag of potatoes?
Crocus sack.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard the term a crocus sack?
Crocus.
Mm-hmm. What about burlap sack?
I think crocus sack was a more common term.
You ever heard toe sack around here?
I didn't hear it.
Crocus sack is something I've ever used too. What would you call the amount of wood you can carry at one time?
Call it a turn of wood.
Is that why they call it that?
I don't know why. It's heavy, I guess.
My father said that it was all that you could carry in the turn of your arm. And I don't know whether that's true or not. So
I guess so.
What about all the corn you could carry? Would you call that a turn of corn?
Armful of corn, that seems. But I guess we would say a turn of corn if it was stacked up like wood.
Like wood. The thing that's in the way out there.
Light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And when you carry out the wash to hang on the line, you can carry it out in
a basket.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned barrels. What those, the little barrels?
The kegs.
Mm-hmm. What runs around the barrels of kegs?
Bands.
Mm-hmm. Any other?
Hoops.
Mm-hmm. And the things that?
Staves.
Mm-hmm. Now, another utensil that you might use, say you have a bottle and you've used part of the liquid in there, but you want to save the rest of it, what might you put in?
A stopper.
Mm-hmm. What are those usually made out of?
Cork. If you can find any cork nowadays, we don't.
Yeah,
I don't see cork stoppers.
I haven't seen many either. Most of them come out of plastic and something like that, I guess, now. What do you talk about instruments? Sometimes kids in grammar school use pro instruments to go in and out.
Harmonica.
Which one of those is more common, those voices? Or which one did you learn first, do you remember?
A harp, I believe.
Yeah, me too. That's the one I learned first. Let me ask you, did you ever hear the term mouth organ for that?
Yes, I did hear that.
Do you by any chance remember where or how you heard it? I'll tell you how I did. The first time I ever heard it, and it was in grammar school and a reader, I'd never heard it called anything but a harp. And they had the term mouth organ. I didn't know what you